And welcome to Highway 322 here on KGNU. This is a Thursday evening show featuring folk music, American folk music. And you hear it here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Ginger, and I'm here with you for the next hour featuring songs from a label called Vanguard. Vanguard Records was very esteemed, and growing up, I knew it as the label of Joan Baez and Buffy St. Marie, Mimi Farina. It was started as an American record label in 1950 by two brothers, Maynard and Seymour Solomon, in New York City, and started out primarily as a classical label, but then it branched out to a number of pivotal jazz, folk, and blues musicians. You'll recognize some of these names. Mimi Farina, the sister of Joan Baez, who sang with Mimi's husband, Richard Farina, who was famous for her book, Been Down So Long, Looks Like Up to Me. Great title. Buffy St. Marie. Country Joe McDonald came up when they went into more rock performers. They have Country Joe and the Fish, Mississippi John Hurt, the wonderful duo Ian and Sylvia, and the Weavers, really old group, Odetta, John P. Hammond, Otis Spann, Larry Coryell in the jazz department, Rooftop Singers, just many, many performers on the label of Vanguard. So we'll be dipping into that music tonight and be playing all songs who were on the label of Vanguard. Hope you enjoy it. Give a call to 303-442-4242 or drop a line to dj@kgnu.org.
should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Riding down the highway, yes, my back is getting stiff. 13 cars are piled up, they're hanging on a cliff. Now maybe we should pull them back with our towing chain. But we gotta move and we might get sued, and it looks like it's gonna rain. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor. The rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops? But they got too much already, and besides we've got the cops. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, there's a dirty paper using sex to make her sales. The Supreme Court was so upset they sent him off to jail. Maybe we should help the fiend and take away his fine. But we're busy reading Playboy and the Sunday New York Times. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. To the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
The cheery tune there belies the lyrics. And as the description on the internet says, Phil Oakes was an American protest singer and songwriter who was known for his sharp wit, sardonic humor, earnest humanism, political activism, insightful and alliterative lyrics, and distinctive voice. So that's Phil Oakes, who was big in the protest movement. He was besieged by manic depression and had a problem with the bottle and committed suicide when he was in his 30s. So we want you to know that Phil Oakes is having a resurgence. There's a new, I think it's a box set of all his songs coming out, and that's going to be really great. So Phil Oakes there from the Vanguard label, which we're featuring tonight. Before that, Joan Baez with a song written by Phil Oakes. Beautiful song, There But For Fortune, Joan Baez. You're listening to Highway 322 here on KGNU. Ginger here with you. Good evening to you. Thanks for listening. Some of my pals are out there listening, I know, and I'm happy about that. And all of you are my pals. I hope you feel that way, too. I do kind of personal shows and scatter little bits of my personal information throughout. So hope you get to know me a little bit and enjoy that. Anyway, more music here on KGNU.
No use crying, talking to a stranger, naming the sun.
sorrows and give them all to me. You would lose them, I know how to use them, give them all to me. And there's no use rambling, dreaming in the darkness, seeking out a satisfied mind. Too many wrong times, too many long times, and nobody's walking behind. Ah, but if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me, you would lose them, I know how to use them, give them all to me. Nobody knows what you see. Oh, but if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me, you would lose them, I know how to use them, give them all to me. And if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me.
He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA, and he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
since I played my button down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I played my button down, button down, Lord, since I played my button down. I've laid my burden down. No more sickness, no more sorrow, since I've laid my burden down. No more sickness, no more sorrow, since I've laid my burden down. I've laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, since I've laid my burden down, burden down, burden down, since I've laid my burden down, I'm gonna shake glad hand with the angel. Since I've laid my burden down, I'm gonna shake and play hand with the angel. Since I've laid my burden down. I've laid my burden down.
Little girls dream of castles in the skies.
Dream of castles.
A penthouse here and one in London by and by. So much for dreaming, so much for dreaming. It's all very sad, but you're wiser by now. What was she seeking? You gave her everything. And when was the time?
Company located in Westminster and serving the Front Range. The Gourmet Kitchen offers American fare and ethnic gourmet food from around the globe, now offering online ordering and curbside pickup. More information at thegourmetkitchen.com.
Support comes from The Westword, Denver's independent source of local news and culture. More information at westword.com.
You're listening to Highway 322 here on KGNU's Ginger here with you, having good time playing various performers from the label Vanguard, which was formed by two brothers, the Solomon Brothers, in the 50s. It actually started out as a record company for classical music, but then they branched out into some really classic folk music and then added in some rock and roll even, and that was sold, and Nathaniel Rateliff is now on the label that's taken over for Vanguard. So they have branched out over the years. But we have heard a few really classic songs from the past, songs that are from the soundtrack of my upbringing, songs like Mimi and Richard Farina's Pack Up Your Sorrows. They were a couple, and he died tragically in a motorcycle accident. He was riding on the back of somebody's motorcycle just before Mimi Farina's 21st birthday, and right after coming from a book release party for his book, Been Down So Long, Looks Like Up to Me, and died tragically, very young. We also heard from Buffy St. Marie, a song that she wrote that was made popular by Donovan. Really terrific lyrics on that. Somebody called and said that it made him sad to hear that song, Universal Soldier, and made him think about our own complacency now and how much more we could be doing along those lines. Mississippi John Hurt with a very sweet song, Since I've Laid My Burden Down, from the best of Mississippi John Hurt. And then an old favorite, another couple, Ian and Sylvia Tyson, from the complete Vanguard Studio record collection. So much for dreaming. Such beautiful harmonies there. So, hope you're enjoying this little exploration of Vanguard Records.
A young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking over what I had missed. I got me a girl, I kissed her, and then, oh Lord, I kissed her again.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
And we would be so happy all of our life. He begged and he pleaded like a natural man. And then, oh Lord, I gave him my hand.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
I worked mighty hard and so did my wife, working hand in hand to make a good life, with corn in the field and wheat in the bins. Then, oh Lord, I was the father of twins.
Oh, our children numbered just about four. They all had sweethearts a-knocking on the door. They all got married and they didn't hesitate. I was, oh Lord, the grandmother of eight.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Now we are old and ready to go. We get to thinking what happened a long time ago. We had a lot of kids, trouble and pain, but oh Lord, we do it again. Oh,
than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
The Weavers here on KGNU. They were a classic American folk music quartet based out of the Greenwich Village area in New York City. And they had the career that they were active 1948 to 1952, then 1955 to 1964, then 1980 with occasional reunions. And they kind of launched the folk boom, as it's called. And some of the members were Ronnie Gilbert, Lee Hayes, Fred Hellerman, Pete Seeger, of course, Eric Darling, who we'll hear from, Frank Hamilton, and Bernie Krause. So the Weavers with a song you've probably heard before, Kisses Sweeter Than Wine.
So many roads, so many trains to ride, so many roads, so many trains to ride. You know I gotta find my baby. Ooh, oh, well, before I'll be satisfied. Well, I was standing at the station. Well, when I heard that whistle blow, yes, I was standing at the station. Well, when I heard that whistle blow, so many trains to ride. I gotta find my baby before I'll be satisfied.
Support comes from The Westward, Denver's independent source of local news and culture. More information at westward.com.
Salty sea, join up with a fishing crew to go out and get a whale or two. Tell me what kind of men are these that sail upon the salty seas. Up in the rigging in the afternoon, swabbing the deck and sharpening harpoons. Hooray, up she rises. Hooray, up she rises. Hooray, up she rises. Early in the morning. Lots of whales in the deep blue sea, and we kill them for the industry. We drag them alongside and cut them in two, and melt them down and sell it to you. There hardly is a sailor alive who can keep the tears from his eyes as he remembers the good old days when there were no whales to save. Now we can thank the companies for scouring the deep blue seas, looking for ivory and perfume and oil to light your living rooms. Hooray, and up she rises. Hooray, and up she rises. Hooray, and up she rises. Early in the morning. Out at sea, nothing but death and misery. Set out on a 3-year cruise, a union ship and a union crew. And after 6 months, you begin to see whaling's not what it used to be. A modern ship and a modern crew with sonar scopes and exploding harpoons. A mechanical boat made out of steel, a floating machine built to kill the whales. Hooray, up she rises. Hooray, up she rises. She rises early in the morning. When my grandpa was a boy, he went down to the general store, saw a picture book of a whale shooting its spout and flashing its tail. Then he got a sailor's dream about cruising around on the salty sea, joining up with a fishing crew. Out and get him a whale or two. Tell me what kind of men are these that sail upon the salty seas, up in the rigging in the afternoon, swabbing the deck and sharpening harpoons. Hooray, up she rises. Hooray, up she rises. Hooray, up she rises.
It's a long and dusty road, a hot and a heavy load. The folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad and some are good. Some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble in mind. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering through this land, doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it looks like they are wondering too. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Now I had a little girl one time, she had lips like sherry wine, and she loved me till my head went plumb insane. but I was too blind to see. She was drifting away from me, and my good gal went off on a morning train. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. And I had a buddy back home, but he started out to roam. And I hear he's out by Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes a-ringing through. And I'm going out to see him some old day. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Well, if you see me passing by, and you sit and you wonder why, and you wish that you were a rambler too, nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, lace them up and bar the door, thank your stars for the roof that's over you. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
Under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down. A time to dance, a time to mourn. A time to cast away stones. A time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate. A time of war, a time of peace. A time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose. A time to rend, a time to sow. A time of love, a time of hate. A time of peace. I swear it's not too late. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time every purpose under heaven. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven.
Pete Seeger there with just a wonderful reworking of words from the Bible. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season. And the Byrds made that a very popular song with a very different rendition. They popularized it, made it more like rock and roll, but great version there by Pete Seeger. And as I said, he was in the group The Weavers. All of these people featured tonight are on the Vanguard label, a music label that was popular in the 60s and started in the 50s by two brothers, the Solomon brothers. Pete Seeger ran into a lot of trouble. He was blacklisted by the House of the HUAC and testified. And somebody wrote in and told me that Buffy St. Marie was also blacklisted for her radical ideas, like in her song, The Universal Soldier. So dark part of our history. Before Pete Seeger, we had, the Rooftop Singers. They're really dated lyrics. Walk right in, set right down. Daddy, did you lose your mind? Everybody's talking about a new way of talking. How does it go? Sorry, just the lyrics are so funny. My brother quoted it there. Baby, let your hair hang down. How's that for dated lyrics? That's the Rooftop Singers. They were very popular in the 60s with that song in particular. We also heard from John Hammond, who's the son of the famous music producer John Hammond, somebody who discovered Bob Dylan, actually, and didn't go so well at first. They called him Hammond's Folly. Little did they know. We heard So Many Roads, by John Hammond, and then Country Joe McDonald with more of the rock side of Vanguard label songs, Save the Whales, and you can hear the ocean in that song, kind of neat. Tom Paxton with a beautiful song, Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound, kind of a wanderlust song there. All these songs from the label Vanguard. It was popular in the 60s and not only had folk musicians on it, but some rock music, and started off as a label for classical music. So, little education for you out there. Nice evening out. A little bit of rain this afternoon. Then it cleared up. And then just as I was coming in at around 7, it was raining again. So May showers bring June flowers. The iris are coming up. They're really beautiful around town. And the tulips are actually gone on the Pearl Street Mall. Unfortunately, not many people got to see those, but I did, and they were beautiful. The lilacs are coming out now, and spring is springing. Love that. Okay, enough about the weather. More about music.
Far away in a land that is fair. signal weak, but still her voice was brave. Oh, in shark-infested waters, her plane went down that night. In the blue Pacific, to a watery grave. There's a beautiful, beautiful field. We'll ne'er forget Amelia and her plane. For there's a beautiful, beautiful field.
That's the Greenbrier Boys, another folk group that was on the Vanguard label, and that one tells a story about Amelia Earhart's last flight, the Greenbrier Boys. We had in there that you hadn't heard about was Triple Ballade by Sandy Bull, and a listener called in and corrected me, I'm glad that he did, about Pete Seeger. I said Pete Seeger testified for the House on Un-American Activities Committee when, in fact, on August 18th, 1955, he refused to give testimony. He spoke refusing to, you know, give evidence on any of his fellow musicians. One of the things he said was, "I have sung in hobo jungles and I have sung for the Rockefellers," but he did not sing for HUAC, the little headline here says. So Pete Seeger, he was a hero in his own right, quite an incredible singer and force in the music world from a long time ago until the present. So that about brings us up to our time for one more song. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We'll have Ragtime America here just after this. And thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your calls and emails. And stay safe out there. Enjoy this beautiful spring weather.
This is a song called Someday Soon. It's a song I wrote to show the ladies' point of view of the rodeo bum life.
Some someday soon. Going with him someday soon. When he visits me, my pa ain't got one good word to say. I've got a hunch he was wild back in the early days. So blow you over, Northern, blow him back to me. He'd likely
Isn't that pretty? Ian and Sylvia, Someday Soon, a song covered by Judy Collins, rather popularly, and also Lucy Kaplansky, song about the rodeo life. It's great lyrics. Ian and Sylvia Tyson. And that brings us up to 7:59, and just about time to turn over the reins to Jack here for Ragtime America. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You can get us online at kgnu.org or afterfm.com. You can get archives. You can get the playlists. All kinds of resources there at afterfm.com. It's Ginger. I've had a good time here tonight. I hope you have too. And enjoy the evening time now for Ragtime America. We're here. We're coming. You see it?
Right there.
No, I was looking. I'm supposed to do an ongoing.
Oh.
When life feels like an opera, why not escape with the real thing? Explore the greatest stories ever set to music on the Opera Box every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. here on KGNU. We'll journey through the world of vintage and contemporary opera with glorious music and tales to keep you riveted. That's the Opera Box, Monday nights from 7 to 8 on KGNU, your community radio.
Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, we're going to pay attention to someone who is probably just as important as our favorite ragtime composers, but never wrote a piece of music himself. He was a real pioneer and a real ragtime hero. And I am referring to publisher John Stillwell Stark. Born April 11, 1841 in Shelby County, Kentucky, grew up in a farm in Indiana. He was a bugler during the Civil War. While stationed in New Orleans, he met and married Sarah Casey. They settled in Missouri, but a little later he gave up farming and moved to a different town where he pioneered the new business of making ice cream. To stimulate trade, he traveled around the countryside selling it from his Conestoga wagon. He soon outgrew the little town of Cameron where he was and moved to Shillicothe, where he engaged in the piano and organ business. Looking for a more prosperous town, he finally moved to the railroad center of Sedalia about 1885, where he established the firm of John Stark and Son. His general music store was one of three in town, and about 10 years later, he bought out one of his competitors, and that purchase included 7 copyrights. That was Stark's beginning as a music publisher. And we have covered many times in the past the story about how John Stark heard Scott Joplin play the Maple Leaf Rag, invited him to his office, and ultimately published it, paying $50 plus royalties, which was an amazing thing because they just didn't do royalties in those days. So having gotten that far, let's just keep on going here. And so let's listen to Robert Strickland as he brings us, You Bet, the Maple Leaf Rag from 1899.